from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the drinking water in Trenton and some surrounding communities went largely untested for more than a year. Trenton Water Works said in a letter to customers that the utility became aware of the problem a year ago. It says an investigation found that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection products, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker was fired. Trenton's mayor says the matter has been referred to the state attorney general's office. The Supreme Court is discussing the FDA's actions on flavored vapes.
The justices discussed on Monday whether the agency acted unfairly in its decision to stop two companies from marketing their e-cigarette products with flavors, including pink lemonade and creme brulee, that it saw as a risk to young people. The companies alleged the FDA changed the rules in the middle of its review on how their products would be evaluated. I'm Brian Shook.
The start of December means it's getting close to that holiday party and a visit from Old St. Nick. It's prime time for companies that arrange for paid Santa actors to show up at events.
Demand overall is slightly down from previous years, and that's mainly due to a weaker consumer demand.
Mitch Allen, who runs HireSanta.com, says that inflation is hitting families and small businesses hard, but when it comes to larger companies, he says they are ramping up their use of St. Nick. And online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, NJ1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And it won't get any warmer, right? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be a cold night tonight as the sky turns out partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 20s to around 30. Turning breezy tomorrow. Some sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. High temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Periods of snow and rain tomorrow night could accumulate a slushy coating to an inch in some areas, especially near and northwest of 287. Low temperatures will be in the mid-30s. A rain or snow shower in spots to start Thursday. Then clouds break for some sun and it turns colder in the afternoon as temps fall into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 36 degrees in Union, 36 degrees Long Branch, 27 degrees Vineland. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.